The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The molecular structure in a fly's muscle causes incoming X-rays to change direction, resulting in a distinctive pattern on X-ray images. This beam, if left on, is powerful enough to cook the flies, so individual exposures had to be kept to about 0.3 milliseconds. Fried flies was not the intent. To build up a decent image, though, the scientists would need 150 of these short exposures. The first step was gluing each fly head to a tungsten wire, so they would remain in the exact focal point of the X-ray beam. In this configuration, a fly will beat its wings continuously for an hour or so before running out of energy. This apparently works because if a fly's feet are not touching the ground, the fly thinks it's flying. But getting them to fly was not enough. To control the flapping speed, a scientist at Caltech designed a virtual reality flight simulator for flies in order to fool them into thinking they were moving. A fly, it turns out, will adjust the frequency of its wing beats to match what it believes to be its forward motion.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.